The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed, only on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio. And I'm your host, Sam, here to get you set up as the NASCAR Spring Cup Series prepares to take to the Darlington Raceway for the Bojangles Southern 500 in the second annual Throwback Weekend. All the action is set to kick off tonight at 6 on NBC Sports, MRN Radio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. The NASCAR Spring Cup Series has been visiting the Darlington Raceway since 1950, making it one of the oldest tracks on the NASCAR calendar. The first race had over 80 cars show up to qualify, and Johnny Mantz would get the win in the inaugural Labor Day Southern 500. The track, too tough to tame, has a unique feature, its shape. During the construction in 1948, a farmer by the name of Sherman Ramsey didn't want to have his minnow pond disturbed, so track owner Harold Bransington made turns 3 and 4 sharper, narrower, and higher banked than turns 1 and 2, giving Darlington that unique egg shape and leaving the minnows alone. With the difference in corners and unique racing line, the drivers are famous for pushing it just a bit too hard and scraping the wall. It is so common, in fact, that they gave it a name, the Darlington Stripe. As the race goes forward tonight, watch for the walls to go from that bright white to a dark black. This is a very special weekend within the NASCAR community because the NASCAR Spring Cup Series returns to Darlington for the Southern 500 on Labor Day weekend for the second year in a row, bringing a NASCAR tradition back to the schedule. For the second straight year, NASCAR teams have given their cars unique throwback paint schemes, all themed like our favorite NASCAR Heroes cars from as far back as the 50s. Lots of teams took to the paint booth to throw on these special schemes, like Matt Kenseth's iconic Tide Ride returning to the track it has so much history at, an Earnhardt tribute from Jimmy Johnson, the Silver Fox, David Pearson's special metallic numbers, and painted rims received special permission from NASCAR to return to the track on Ryan Blaney's number 21 Ford Fusion, and perhaps the coolest car of the weekend, Greg Biffle's Underbird tribute to Alan Kulwicki. And at the end of the weekend, there will be an award for the best one. Everyone from Darlington, Goodyear, pit crews, NASCAR, and down to the track workers have joined in on the fun. It's NASCAR's version of a costume party. NBC will have special surprise commentators during the event to put the final touches on the Throwback Weekend. Here's what 7-time Darlington winner Jeff Gordon had to say about the significance of this weekend's racing.
I think it's really, really cool. You know, the Southern 500 Labor Day weekend is you know, that's that definitely is a throwback, and it you know, it's going to be hot. I know that, and slick, and that's also going to bring back a lot of thoughts and memories of the races that I've run at Darlington over the years.
If you're looking for guys to watch in the Southern 500, you want drivers that know how to take care of their equipment, be patient, and keep their car away from the wall and avoid that Darlington stripe. Jimmy Johnson is always a solid pick when heading to Darlington. Johnson has 3 wins, 9 top 5s, and 12 top 10s, so he knows how to dance with the lady in black. Johnson has 2 wins so far this season, which is a little low for Chad Knaus and the gang. Keep an eye on 6-time, as that number 48 tries to turn their luck around in Darlington. Joe Gibbs Racing has been dominant this season, and all of their drivers have won in Darlington. Carl Edwards got the win here last year, capitalizing on a late race caution and leading the final 10 laps en route to his lone victory in Darlington. Edwards also has 4 top 5s and 8 top 10s at the Speedway. Just like Johnson, Edwards has 2 wins to lock him into the chase now that we're only a week away from that cutoff race in Richmond. Keep an eye on that number 19 Ayres Toyota as they go for one more win to seat them higher in the chase grid. Kyle Busch could be the other driver from the Joe Gibbs Racing stable to pull off the win tonight. Busch has 1 win in Darlington, 2 top 5s, and 7 top 10s. When Busch won this race in 2008, he wasn't worried about conserving the car. In the closing laps, he found the outside wall on several occasions, earning a bit more than a few Darlington stripes en route to his win. Kyle Busch isn't afraid of the track too tough to tame. Keep an eye on that number 18 throughout the night. Here's what Joey Logano had to say about Darlington and his feelings on adding a Darlington stripe to his throwback Pennzoil paint scheme.
I don't care what it looks like at the end of the race as long as it's in victory lane. Everything looks good in victory lane no matter what, but obviously Darlington, a lot of fun, which I'm sure you guys have heard all day, but it's a lot of fun to have these old school paint schemes on it and seeing how different it is. I wish we were down there today and the weather was good and we were able to see some of these beauties out there on the racetrack, but I guess we'll have to wait for tomorrow. But definitely have a really cool car with Bobby Labonte's old Xfinity, you know, shell paint scheme on it. So that's something really neat. I was able to unveil it with them on Race Hub I think it's a couple months ago now. So just neat to see the hype and all the excitement around Darlington, which makes the Southern 500 already special. But when you're able to kind of have this throwback weekend, what a great idea, and cool that the teams embrace it so much.
I'll be back this Wednesday to recap all the racing action from Darlington, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series stop at the Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, and of course, news from the rest of the racing world. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages for all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything Wasaga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free, and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. I hope you're ready for these 40 drivers to hit the track for a dance with the lady in black and 500 miles of great racing under the lights in Darlington. I'll be back next Wednesday to recap a busy weekend of racing. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Let's go racing at the track too tough to tame.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.